The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, we're welcoming you back once again to Troy, Kansas. Ladies' game. And look, it was a thriller right down to the end, and now it's going to be the guys' game. And talk about a couple of good and evenly matched teams that bring the promise of a great high school basketball game. Well, these two are exactly the epitome of that. Public address announcer introducing the starters to what's really developed into a very nice crowd in a relatively small and tight fitting gym where the fans are right up on it and everybody's having a good time tonight. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for Troy, the Trojans under head coach Jonathan Rodville come into the game tonight at 6-1 on the season. They are 4-1 in the Northeast Kansas League, and they're going to be starting Logan Blevins and Caden Rosenberger. Gannon Bowe, you're going to have Henry Geiger. And rounding it out is going to be Jack Hartman. So it will be, again, Blevins, Rosenberger, Bowe, Geiger, Hartman. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, and head coach Christian Wessel, his assistant Dan Rapplinger. For MHMA, you're going to have Owen Dulac and Brady Coatman, Luke Siebert, Raheem Thompson, all seniors, and one junior in Derek Ebanks. Mark Elmont Academy in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim. For the Trojans, it is those home whites with what I'm going to call Kentucky blue. Here we go, coming into the center circle to jump it off. It is going to be Raheem Johnson and Jack Hartman. We're set to go with the guys' game, and hope you enjoy it. Looking forward to this one. This one should be a lot of fun. Fisher comes to the center circle, but the ball is up the tip of the way. Ravens are going to control it down, goes in, goes up. 3 seconds into the game, Luke Siebert scores the first point. It is 2-0 MHMA. Troy will bring it into the forecourt. They'll feed it down low into the right side to Hartman. Jack's entry pass is going to be knocked free, slapped out of bounds. Going to come back in again to Troy. Down to the baseline. Henry brings it in, comes out on top. Rosenberger over to the left side. Bowe. Got a couple of different approaches to basketball here. Troy. Low, patient, works it in, gets that good high percentage shot right here. They'll feed it across, big guy underneath. Shot's going to be rejected. The rebound, feeds back. The follow shot, no, but a foul. And let's see against which Raven it is going to be called. The foul is on Cookman. It'll be his first foul of the ball game. And the first free throw of the game will not quite go in for Jack. And Hartman will have one more shot. 2-0, Ravens in front. Second free throw, perfect. And Troy is on the board. It is 2-1. 7:16 to go. We're less than a minute into the ball game. Ravens will take it up topside. Handling it up there is going to be Derek Ebanks. Here's Dulac, swings it over to the left side to Coatman. It's going to be knocked away, and it's going to be called over and back. Coatman complains to the official that It was off a Trojan player that went into the backcourt, but the official says, I don't believe so. So here we go. It's going to go back the other way. Troy with a basketball. 1 minute into the game. We've already seen a lot happening. Cannonbow will dish it over to the right side. Ravens, interestingly enough, are going to start in the 2-3 zone. Here's a little crossover and reverse layup that will not go in for Hartman. And the Ravens are going to race it into the floor court. Siebert back down the right side, steps inside, backs away, kicks it on top. Dulac around to the right side. Ebanks on the floor once or twice. Gets to the free throw line, no room. Goes back Dulac, way out on top. Siebert, he'll knife into the lane, dishes off underneath, and stepping in front of the pass in the lane. Troy, and then two Trojans kind of battle over the basketball, lose it out of bounds. Back it comes to MHMA. 6:27 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 2-1 game. The inbound, Ravens had it, lose it. Troy goes the length of the court, driving layup, got it. The bucket by Gannon Bowe. And it is now 3-2, Troy with its first lead of the game at 6:12 to play in quarter number one. Little backdoor pass, it's going to be knocked away from Dulac, stolen by the Trojans. Here they come, the drive, the shot, and the block by Siebert, and he causes the shooter, Logan Blevins, to spill to the floor. It'll be a foul on Luke. So Siebert with personal foul number one. It'll be team foul two. And coming to the free throw line, sporting those mismatched shoes, the green on the left and the orange on the right, Logan Blevins. Free throw rims out, no. So as a team, Troy is 1 of 3, and now 1 of 4 at the free throw line. The rebound is finally going to be taken back by Troy after a battle in the middle, a falling away shot is missed, and the rebound, we have a foul. Are they going to call it on Brody? No. They're going to call it on Troy, on Jack Hartman. Wow. The two big guys kind of tussling for the basketball, and that thing was kind of a flip of the coin. Which way was it going to go? But it's against Troy. It'll be the first foul by the Trojans. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. Dulac walks it up the floor. Little shake and bake moving on top. Now here's Ebanks for three. No. And rebounding it is Hartman. Outlet passed up the floor, and it was badly thrown. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Back it will come to MHMA. You can see Troy not typically fast-breaking, or at least not what I've seen so far tonight. Certainly looking to outlet the ball right there, but unsuccessfully doing that. Back down. Ravens coming up with a ball at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 3-2 game. Siever, topside Ebanks, right side of the lane. Tries to feed in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Up court it comes. Troy lobs it down to the right side, all the way to the baseline. Back it away. The three-point shot deflected by Ebanks. Rebound Siebert. Outlet Dulac. Running shot blocked from behind. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Trojan basketball. I'll tell you what, they're a little getting up and down going on here. Ravens are going to make their first substitution of the game. And checking into Coach Wessel's lineup, we're going to see Deron Duncombe. So Deron in the game. Here's a running little shot, crossing over, and it's going to bounce off the rim a couple of times. It's good for Jack Hartman. Hartman picking up his third point of the game, and Troy will forge a 5-2 lead at 4:50 to go in the first. Now, the teams are getting up and down the court. They're getting some shots away. But again, early in the game, they're just not really falling for him. Here's Copeman with it. He'll go into the lane, kind of stumbles, dunks it over, and the follow shot is going to be up and in. Count the bucket. It's a plus one for Deron. Going to count that bucket. We're going to have a foul on Troy's Jack Hartman. And the big guy for Troy, he's jammed up a little bit, having picked up his second personal foul. And by the way, you could go Dronfeld heading to the bench. Free throw. Won't happen. Rebound. Pulled down by Hartman. Here comes Troy. Hartman's still in the game. Will dish it right. The baseline rainbow. No. Rebound tipped around. Hartman will secure it. And he is going to have been fouled. Just heading over to the scorer's table. Let's see which Raven is going to be saddled with this. The foul is going to be on Ebanks. So Derek will have his first foul. It'll be couple of fouls now for MHMA, and we're 4:26 to go in quarter number one of the boys' game. Running shot, floating through the lane. It's wide to the right side. Troy with Henry Geiger unable to knock it down. Here come the Ravens underneath Ebanks. Turns, fades, shoots off the glass. Nope. Rebound, taken back by Trojans. They'll fly down with it. That's Gannon Bow. Kicks it over to the left side. Now all the way down to the baseline. Troy back to the top. Bow looks to the middle. Goes right. Three-pointer. Knocks it in. The three-pointer by Caden Rosenberger. It is 8-4 Troy. And now lots of contact. And there is the offensive foul. The offensive foul on Morehamount Academy's Derek Ebanks. And so now Derek has quickly picked up a second foul. And he's going to come out of the game. Siebert had checked that for a moment, but didn't get to stay on the bench long. He's right back out there. So for the Ravens, let's just kind of take a quick roll call here. Here's your baseline three for Troy. It's up and good. And before we can even get to it, the three-pointer for the Trojans is knocked down by Hunter Ingeman. And the Ravens coming up the floor will turn it over with the travel. Tell you what, I have not had a chance to give you the updated Ravens player on the floor, but we're going to take a break instead because coming to his feet very quickly, Coach Wessel of the Ravens taking a timeout. Joseph, it's a break at 3 minutes and 26 seconds to go in quarter number one, where the home team, Troy, leads Morehamount Academy 11-4.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Trojans put in the ball in play as we come out of the timeout. Welcome back, everybody, with 3:20 now to go in the opening quarter. Troy has the basketball and an 11-4 lead. Trojans turn around, 13-footer, going to be up and good. The bucket by Henry Geiger. And the Ravens come up the floor. You've got Deron Duncan in the game. Ravens shot up and missing. Rebound Troy. Duncan is in the game. Bo Wirtz on the floor for the Ravens. Back out there is Brody Copeman. Deep on the right side, we've got Luke Siebert. And rounding out the five is Leon. Is that Leon? Leon Turner? That's what I've got. Leon Turner. Leon, a junior. So Troy with the ball, and they're getting patient here. They're looking for the shot they want, and there it is. It won't drop. Rebound to Copeman. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Siebert quickly up the floor. Goes to Wirtz. His baseline runner from the left side is much too strong, but a Troy foul will put him at the line. The foul is going to be on Rosenberger for Troy. Foul number one for him, and it'll be Trojan team foul four. So 14 fouls on each ball club. Free throw. Not going to go in for Bo. Morehamount Academy will bring Raheem Thompson back into the game. Second free throw rolls around and in. So Bo Wirtz will have his first point of the game, and the Ravens are on the board for the first time in a minute. It is now 13-5. Troy in front, and we have 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Pass to the middle is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back again to the Ravens. Speaking of the Ravens, new guy coming into the game. Well, new to the lineup tonight. We've seen him play a lot this season. Adric Korbelik comes in. So Korbelik comes into the game. Siebert gets it over to Copeman. And we have a Trojan foul. It's going to be on Gannon Bow. So that'll be Troy team foul five, and now we're going to stop the game and come to the free throw line with a minute 54 to go in the first. At the stripe for the Ravens is going to be Brody Copeman. No, they're going to say that it's team foul four. Hold on. Let me do some counting here. I've got it for four. I've got both teams for four. There we go. That's it. We're back at it. So the Ravens are not going to shoot these free throws. That's what I get for not looking at my own book. Baseline three. Nailed it! Luke Siebert from outside. And MHMA looking to battle back. They're within five at 13-8. Here's a sidestep and a three-point shot that's well off the mark. Siebert with the rebound and brings it up court. Luke comes down the right side. There's a collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul. That's a good call by the officials. Sliding in front of Siebert and then backpedaling a little bit. Logan Blevins collects that foul. Now that is number five, and that is going to put MHMA on the free throw line. And this time it is going to be Luke Siebert. Now, Luke already has five of the Ravens, eight. The free throw, it's up and in. One more shot for Luke, and it rolls around and goes in as well. So Siebert having a good start to the ball game. He's at seven, and it is 13-10. A minute 20 to go in quarter number one of the boys' game. Right side, there's a long three from in front of the Raven bench, and knocking it down is the Trojans' Logan Blevins, his first three. Every starter has scored, and now Brody Copeman has his shot blocked, but is able to collect his own rebound and puts it back up and in. Copeman's first points. It is 16-12. Back over to the right side. Korblak's doing a nice job getting up here defensively for the Ravens. Stop that open three-point shot. Now the drive across, the dish to the wing, the bow three, no. And a rebound for the Ravens, swept away by Raheem Johnson. Back left side, Korblak, 14-footer, perfect. So Korblak getting his first points of the game. For the Ravens, everyone who has been in the game has scored. It is 16-14 Troy. Trojans go to the right side of the baseline. Ravens did a good job of blocking them out from there. Here's a 12-foot runner, and in and out, no good. Ravens coming up with a rebound again. It's going to be Siebert. Races up the floor. Look away, pass right side. Korbelik backs away, goes three, hits three, and the Ravens have taken a lead. And that horn is the end of the opening quarter. We're taking a break. MHMA has roared from a seven-point deficit to take a lead after one. The score, Moorhead Mount Academy 17, Troy 16.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With us here in Troy, Kansas, where Barnhill Mount Academy has done a tremendous job of roaring from behind in this one, and they have taken the lead at the end of the opening quarter. It is 17-16. Welcome back, everybody, to Troy, Kansas. Joseph Producing and Engineering, the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and I'm going to correct myself. There was an eight-point lead for MHMA for Troy at 13-5, and the Ravens have come back from that. out in a position, awarding the ball to the Trojans. We're back at it. Welcome back. Second quarter. Returning to the floor for Troy with his 2 fouls is going to be Jack Hartman. Troy, top side with it, going from left to right in the first half. Way out right side. Here's a three. No. Ravens are going to rebound it down. It's going to be Raheem Johnson. He comes down with the board. MHMA up the floor. Over to the left side to Derek. Ebanks puts it off on top. Siebert starts into the lane. Now trapped in the lane. Puts it behind him to Dulac. Back over to Siebert on the baseline left. Goes in the lane. Little hook shot is up. Ravens with a strong rebound and a strong presence in the lane. The follow shot, Raheem Johnson, good for two. It is 19-16. The three on the other end, no. Rebound, Siebert. Here come the Ravens. Ebanks, Siebert, Troy staying in his little player defense. They'll try to step inside. Now they feed to the big guy who kicks it back out on top. The three's not there. The defense did a good job flexing back on top, and Ebanks will go for three. That one won't fall. Pulled back down. Back to Ebanks. This three won't fall. Tip back out. Goes to Siebert. Ravens are going to keep it alive. Now Dulac. MHMA doing a nice job of coming up with all those big offensive boards. Now Ebanks, look away pass underneath to Johnson. Raheem lost it for a minute, but it's going to be rescued in the corner. Siebert saves it back out on top. Luke will launch a three. That one's not good. Rebound cleared away by Troy. So the Ravens getting multiple looks at the rim and unable to capitalize. And as Troy coming up the court, a timeout is going to be exercised by Coach Ron Belt. Let's do it with 6:16 to go in the half. Boys high school basketball. It is Morehill Mount Academy 19, Troy 16.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
A great turnout for the fans this evening for these two teams as a couple of the top teams in the Northeast Kansas League getting together tonight. Morehill Mount Academy at Troy. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counsel here in the gym. Troy has the basketball down by three. They'll dish it over to the left side where the running shot is up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by the Raven. Outlet to Ebanks. He's one on three, and three defenders getting in front of him. He palms the ball over. He was trying to stop. He was looking behind him, thinking he had a trailer, and there was none. And so Troy, getting a break, will have the basketball back in their control at 5:50 to go in the first half. Churchin skip pass across the top of the key, going from side to side, way up high. Now to feed in the middle to Henry. Geiger goes left side. They'll feed to Hartman off the block. His spin move off the rim three times, no good. Rebound, Ravens. Again, it's up court to Ebanks. He'll cross over, look away, pass all the way to the left side. The Siebert three misses, and a rebound saved by the Trojans. They're going to come down with a basketball, and Logan Blevins will outlet to the other end of the floor, but a three-point shot is buried. So the three-point shot from way outside is knocked down. Troy ties the game. It's 19-19. 5 minutes to go in the half, and finally, the tight defense by Troy's Gannon Poe. It results in him picking up his second foul of the game. Ravens are going to bring it in from right in front of the Troy bench. Coleman back into the lineup to Siebert, goes across at the free throw line. Brody on top, tries to drive in, slips and loses his balance and falls, and the official jumps up there quickly to call a jump ball. 4:44 to go. feet underneath, a little layup, it's up and in. Copeman on the board, his second bucket of the game and his fourth point tonight. 4.5 to go in the opening half. And these two teams not putting a lot of points on the board in this quarter. Here's a three, no rebound. Troy's going to get their own offensive board and dump it down to the baseline to Jack Hartman. Behind him, back to Hartman. He's the guy they really want in the middle, but he has never played against this big of guys. And Hartman's going to be called for an offensive foul as he collides with Deron Duncan. And Jack probably has not played against a guy that big, maybe ever. And it's an adjustment for him. We're just about midpoint now of the second quarter with 4 minutes and 12 to go. Ravens are going to have Dulac out and Copeman out, and they're going to come back into the game with Leon Turner and putting the ball in play. It's going to be Bo Wirtz. 21-19. Back over to the left side, looking in, no room, back on top. Stepping to the point. The three is up. No. Hits the back of the rim, and the Raymond shot is a little too long. Works kind of bit too much on it, and up court with it will come Troy. Logan Blevins down the floor. Tips it to the right. The baseline three. Deflected. What a nice defensive play by Siebert. And the shot's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Troy basketball. 3:45 to go. It's going to move along pretty briskly. Trojans at their offensive end, and bringing it in is going to be Blevins. Quickly in over to the right side. Here's a running one-handed shot, up, missing. Rebound, Ravens pushing it up the floor. It's going to be Leon. He'll have it to the right side. The three-point shot buried by Derek Ebanks. Ravens go up now, 24-19. The feet to the free throw line, the 15-foot turnaround, Henry Geiger for two. 24-21, 3:15 to go, opening half. Wirtz brings it down, Ebanks puts it up, rims out, no. Boarded down by Troy. Ingeman coming up with a basketball, being pushed and defended and run into him. But finally, as it comes up the floor, we get a foul called. The official was really patient. He allowed plenty of contact before the whistle. And it is going to be Derek Ebanks, and I have him for foul number three. 3:03 to go, first half. And Ebanks back out, right back in, is going to come pretty. So the Ravens go from a smaller team to a much taller team. Here's a look-away pass to the left side, and Hunter Ingeman dished it over into the left corner and, frankly, tricked the defense and his teammate, who was unaware that that pass was coming his way. It'll go out of bounds. Ravens back up the floor with the Morehead Academy with the basketball, leading it by three at 24-21. All the way down to the baseline. The shot blocked from behind. Rebound, battle for MHMA coming up with it. The feed across down to the baseline looking for Copeman. And a quick defensive play by Troy, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Kasten Jasper. Back in. Here come the Ravens with the basketball. 2.5 to go in the first half. On the floor one time. A little bit of a head fake by Bo. He'll lean in, push off. He traveled. That could have very easily have been an offensive foul on Wirtz, but the official, I think he picked up the travel first as that extra step and kind of a slide in. Looked like Chris Collinsworth coming into the picture on the football game. Kind of slid across that. Troy back down with it, 2:12 to go in the half. Trojans right in front of the Raven bench, work all the way around the perimeter, just take it around the horn. Now the cross-court pass, and a three-point shot, no. MHMA with a rebound, and it is Raheem Johnson. Coming up with a basketball, Wirtz will take it down the right side, dumps it over to Luke Siebertson. Troy trying to stay with the player defense. Wirtz drives to the baseline, and getting in there a little bit late, we're going to have a foul by Caden Rosenberger. So Caton's second foul, not a ton of fouls in this game, two fouls against each team here in the second quarter with less than 2 minutes to go. So they've done a really good job. Korbelik is in. Here's Wirtz going three. Oh, he throws it in there. How about that? But Wirtz. 27-21. So this game has really turned. Now Wirtz coming up with a steal. Gets pushed from behind. He'll tumble to the floor and spring back to his feet. But trailing the play, having turned it over and then trying to come up late to defend it, it is going to be Hunter Ingham in his first foul tonight. The ball coming in playing for the Ravens, and Luke Siebert will inbound it right at the end of the Trojan bench. And we're a minute and a half left in the half. Copeman and Siebert out there with Korbelik and Wirtz and Johnson. 3-point shot. Yes! Aiden Korbelik for three. And it's suddenly 30-21, and the Ravens have opened up a lead. They are up nine. We've had a 17-point swing. They were down eight in the opening quarter. Come back to take a 1-point lead at the end of the first, and now have pushed up to a 9-point advantage. Trojans having trouble matching up, I think, with the Ravens, especially in the middle. Here's the Troy 3-point shot. No, they're going to feed it inside, and the layup is going to be up. And pinballing his way to the ground. The bucket good by Blevins. 30-23. And the Ravens to the other end. The shot missed. Follow miss. Follow miss. Follow miss. And now the rebound is going to be lost up over the top of the backboard. Johnson and Copeman were both just tipping the ball at the rim. Each time it was just bounding away. And we are going to get a timeout. Troy, we are. Timeout of the court with a half a minute to go in the opening half. It is Morehill Mount Academy 30. Troy High School 23.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Out of the timeout with a half a minute to go in the opening half. Timeout used by Troy and head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Trojans into the forecourt with the outlet pass. The Ravens defending this thing all the way up the floor. Sticking with a really solid defensive effort. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound. Ravens. 7 seconds. Here comes Siebert across with five. Into the lane with three. Dumps it over with two. It's stolen away and a half-court shot. Hits the rim but doesn't go in. So Troy avoids the Ravens scoring at the end of the half and nearly pulls off one of their own. But it is halftime. We'll be back to summarize it. As they go to the break, it's Morehill Mount Academy 30. Detroit Trojans 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, having a little half-court, half-time shot for cash here in Troy, Kansas. We'll see how this goes. Last game I was at ACCHS, the Amberwell half-court shot was hit for change. So, change my definition's not good. Here's a half-court. Oh, it hits the front of the rim. That was a pretty good look. Anyway, wrapping up those first half scoring for MHMA. Aiden Corbelick coming off the bench led his team with 8 points. Luke Siebert right behind him with 7. It was a 4 for both Brody Koopman and Bo Wirtz. 3.5 for Derek Ebanks. Raheem Johnson with 2. For Troy, you know what? If you played, you scored 7 guys in the scoring column tonight for the Trojans, and it's balanced with Logan Blevins, 5, leading the way. 3 for Caden Rosenberger. 3 for Jack Hartman. 3 for Hunter Ingham, 3 for Caston Jasper, and you had 4, yep, that's right, 4 for Henry Geiger. So there you go, first half scoring for these two teams. Fouls, little trouble for the Ravens, Derek Ebanks, he's got 3, no one else on either team with more than a couple. We'll be back, second half coming up live here on Cam Radio. Intermission score in Troy, Kansas. How about this? It is Morehill Mount Academy 30, Troy 23. We'll kick it back to our man Joseph at Agera Sports Studio. We'll be back with the second half before you know it.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be on the road, taking on the Clark Pride with the women's game starting at high noon. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Also, starting at 2 p.m., over on our sister stations, KMZA and KLZA. On KMZA and KLZA, we're going to have Kansas City Chiefs playoff games as the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing host to the Houston Texans tomorrow. The pregame should start right around 2 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a few finals to report. In girls basketball, it was Nemaha Central over Holton, 42-20. Hiawatha beat Jeff West, 48-41. Riley County topped Sabetha, 47-18 in the girls matchup. And in the game that we listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7. The Troy ladies beat the Marhill Mount Academy ladies 51-36. Taking a look at other games in the area, in the boys Sabetha Riley County game, currently Sabetha is leading 28-17. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy sitting at 30 with Troy boys at 20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 15. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 22. Lows around 5 above tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Sunday and Monday. Low teens Sunday, mid-teens by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 39 and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 31 out there. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity 62%. The dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.75 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Troy, Kansas. I don't even know what to say. We've just gotten back. The good folks here at Troy like to get these games underway. They got started with this. The clock had a couple of minutes left at halftime. Everybody was back out on the floor. Troy says, let's go. And the Ravens say, let's go. Troy has come out. And there's a timeout on the floor, so we're not going to take it. I'm going to try to catch you up. Troy comes down and begins the second half before we get back. 2 minutes before it was ready to go. They come down. Henry Geiger hits a shot. Troy gets the ball back. Henry Geiger hits a shot. Troy gets the ball back. Henry Geiger hits a shot. Now, just now, Troy gets the ball back again. and Jack Hartman hits a shot, we are a minute, just barely a minute into the second half. Troy has scored 8 unanswered points and have gone from what was a 30-23 deficit to now a 31-30 lead. And literally, let's call it a minute and a half. What do you say? We're just underway in the second half. Troy has come out of the locker room, and they are rolling. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. So Troy leads by 1, 31-30. And here Siebert goes 3, missed it. And the ball is on the floor. Troy's going to pick it up. Here they come, running. Driving right, going in, going up, hitting the driving bucket at a plus 1. Siebert came down the court late, tried to make a defensive play, ultimately picks up a foul, count the bucket. Luke will have his first or his second foul of the game. The Ravens' first foul of the third quarter. And coming to the line is going to be Logan Blevins. Logan's free throw not going to go in, but an offensive rebound. Troy, they'll come back out on top. 15-footer, no. Rebound, pulled down this time by the Ravens. Raheem Johnson coming up with the board. Here's Siebert with it down the left side. Knifes into the lane, pulls up from 13 off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Jack Hartman clears it away, and his pass is going to be stolen. Feed to the right side, and a beautiful layup is going to be up and good. So now it's 33-32. Ravens trail by 1. 5.5 to go. What a game. What a second half. Here's a 3 online, but a little bit short, and the rebound cleared down by the Ravens. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. They trail by a point. The feet into the lane. The dish across. The pass on top. The 3-pointer. Siebert for 3! 10 points, Luke Siebert. And it is 35-33. Ravens in front. With 4:50 to play, third quarter. Little head fake, stepping back, and 3 seconds is going to be the call on Hartman. Here's what happened. Jack thought that somebody was going to take a shot, and they just kept kind of sidestepping defenders, and Hartman's in the lane looking maybe for an offensive board or a tip back, and ultimately the time got away from him, and it will come back to the Ravens with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. The game moving along at a fast, fast pace. Owen Dulac will bring the ball into the forecourt for Morehill Mount Academy. Comes back out on top. Derek Ebanks kicks it back to Luke Siebert. Siebert to Ebanks. Little head fake. Feeds across. The big guy goes up and in. And the bucket by Raheem Johnson. And the Ravens go up now 37-33. Hartman has it. Fades away. Turn, shoots, misses. Rebound, Troy. Back up with it. The follow. It's good. Henry Geiger. Henry was 8 in the quarter and a dozen in the ball game. And it is 37-35 Ravens. Help the helper! 4 minutes to go. The shot from underneath. It's going to be up and good for Copeman. And it's 39-35. Back to the other end of the floor. On the floor. The kick back on top. Trojans work the ball. Hartman is going to have it up between the circles. The big guy will drive into the lane. Dumps it over to the baseline. Sidestepping the defender, stepping inside the 3-point arc, shots up, no good. Trojans rebound it back down. Knife into the lane, the rainbow shot is going to be up and one-handed and in. One-handed rainbow shot by Gannon Bow. He's got 4. And it's now 39-37. Cross-court pass is going to get away from Morehill Mount Academy. Jerron Duncombe couldn't quite get a handle on that. And the officials are going to say it was touched by one of the Trojan players, and the Troy fans here are very disappointed in that call. All right. Braves are going to take Siebert out of the game. They're going to take Dulac out of the game. And rotating in, you're going to get Bo Wirtz in the lineup and Leon Turner. Ravens with the basketball at their offensive end. And now the officials are going to stop play. And they're going to tell the 2 guys out on the floor, hey, easy now. And the 2 guys are looking at each other. I'll tell you who it is out there. You've got Jerron Duncombe from Morehill Mount Academy and Jack Hartman for Troy. Those 2 guys together go guys will push 600 pounds, you know, 550, 60. Here's a baseline jumper, no good. But anyway, the thing is, they look at each other smiling. They didn't think they were fighting or pushing at all. The official was just a little concerned. Two guys that size bumping around in there. They were just going to make sure everything was okay. 3:17 to go. And the Ravens are going to be back up court with it again. MHMA is going to bring Raheem Johnson back in for Deron Duncombe. So you've got Wirtz out there with Turner. You've got Johnson. Here's a running stop for the Ravens. No good, but a foul. Got Johnson out there, Ebanks, and Coatman. The foul is going to be on Logan Blevins for Troy. His second foul of the evening, and it'll be the first team foul of the third quarter. The first free throw, perfect. Oh, worse. Now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Has 5 points tonight for Hornhill Mount Academy. Coatman out of the game, and Luke Siebert will return. Second free throw short, and a board down to Troy and Jack Hartman. It is 40-37. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Troy back on offense. The little runner is going to be up and good. And that's kind of, players have a signature shot a lot of times. And for Troy's Gannon Bowe, that floater, that running one-handed shot where you're jumping at the rim, that's his. Here's the shot from the outside, and it's a three for Bowe Wirtz. 43-39. 2.5 to go in the cross-court pass for Troy. There's a little too much loft on that one. It gets away into the second or third row of the crowd. And we'll come back to the Ravens. Wirtz up the floor. He kind of hands it across and over. Gets it there to Ebanks. Now the feet underneath. And a nice little sidestep allows Raheem Johnson to be all alone. He made a nice move and lays that one up and in. He's got 6. 45-39 Ravens. MHMA up 6. Lob pass on top. Squared shot for 3. Wide to the right side. Rebounding it down. Ravens, MHMA back up the floor with it. Into the forecourt. Skip pass to the right side. Siebert will feed underneath. Goes cross court. The shot, no. Follow shot, no. But a Trojan foul. Officials coming over to let us know that the whistle's going to be on Logan Blevins. And Logan has had a couple of quick fouls, giving him 3 in the game now. Coming to the line for MHMA. The first free throw will kick away for Raheem Johnson. Troy is going to bring Henry Geiger out of the game, and they're going to work Caston Jasper back into the lineup. Second free throw also will not go, and they're going to say that we're going to wave that one off. We're going to say Raheem Johnson, as he leaned forward with that free throw, scooted his toe across the line, so it will not be a valid shot, and Troy comes up court with the basketball. 45-39 Ravens with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Back to the right side, an uncontested 3 is going to come up shy, and a rebound underneath. To Johnson, Ravens run. Wirtz, bounce pass through the lane. It's kicked, it's loose, it's on the floor. Ravens pick it up. Siebert to Johnson, loses the handle, and they're going to say he was fouled. That's why he could not get the ball. It is going to be on Troy's Caston Jasper. So Troy's going to bring Henry Geiger back in. They're going to bring Hunter Ingeman back into the game. Hartman and Blevins will step out. There's a turnaround shot for Brody. Nope. Rebound, Troy. Coatman unable to get that one to fall. He's just a little too hard off the backboard. It caroms up the front of the rim and into the lane. Here comes Troy driving. The shot, no. Rebound tipped out. Troy will save it. Kick it back. Look away back to the top. The give and go underneath. The dish across. The kick to the outside. The open 3. Short. Another Troy offensive board. And this time, we'll have a Raven foul, I suspect, on Korbelik. It will be the first foul of the game for Aiden. And the Ravens' second third quarter foul. Three team fouls for Troy. A couple for the Ravens, so nobody in any real deep trouble here. With inside a minute to go in the third, where the second half is moving. And I mean really fast. Out on top, the Troy three, rims out, nope, rebound, MHMA. Reem Johnson, a real presence in the lane, comes down with the board. Here's Korbelik, goes up on the other end, no, but it's going to be followed up by Siebert. Luke Siebert with a dozen. And the Ravens now go up 47-39. The eight-point lead for MHMA, their biggest advantage of the second half. They led it one time by nine in the first half. And as there's a move to the rim by Gannon Bowe, we're going to have a foul on Luke Siebert. That will be his third tonight. Is he coming out? Yeah. So the Ravens are going to bring Siebert out of the game, and coming back in for MHMA is going to be Leon Turner. 12 seconds in the third quarter. Troy brings it in, but they need a bucket here. They're down eight, baseline three. That's not going to get it for them. And the Ravens will rebound it away. It's tipped back out on top. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's your half-court shot. Looks like it's online, but it's way, way short. And three-quarters of the guy's game is in the book. We'll be back here in Troy, Kansas to bring you the fourth. It is Fort Hill Mount Academy 47, Troy 39.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, third quarter is emotion packed. Coming out of the gate really strong. Troy out of the locker room. They explode for points after points after points. A minute and a half into the third quarter, they had gone from a 7-point deficit to a lead. But the Ravens, maintaining their composure and decorum, were able to battle back, and they have gone through three quarters now up by eight, 47-39. MHMA led by Luke Siebert with a dozen. Copeman and Wirtz with eight apiece. Korbelik also with eight. For Troy, Henry Geiger has 12 to lead the way. Fordham Academy will be put in the line of play to begin the fourth quarter, and the pass in the middle for Koopman is going to be deflected, batted away, driving down the length of the floor. The falling away shot goes up, drawing a foul and coming to the line for Troy is going to be Logan Blevins. Logan did a good job after taking the deflected basketball. He drove the spin all the way down the floor, had a couple of defenders who were getting up in front of him, but he knew he could either get to the rim to score or draw the foul. He did the latter. And his first free throw is up and good. 8 points now for Logan Blevins. The foul, by the way, if you're keeping that scorebook at home, as you should be, belongs to Owen Dulac. Second free throw is also good. 9 points now, Logan Blevins. 47-41. At 7.5 to go. Dulac goes right side. Siebert launches it off on top, where a very long three is coming up a little bit short. And Troy rebounds it away. Trojans bringing it back up the floor. Geiger, left side, back out on top to Henry. He'll pull up a dribble about a step above the free throw line. Looks into the middle, has the ball batted out of his hands, but right there is going to be Logan Blevins to rescue the free basketball. Topside is going to go to Jack. Here's Hartman with it. He got a little foul trouble early in the game, but has not added to those woes, so he's in pretty good shape. 14-foot shot up, no good. Ravens rebound, up court with it. Very quickly, it's going to come Ebanks. Derek, topside, Siebert. He wanted to take the three and then thought, you know, maybe I ought not to do that. Now Ebanks will step in the lane, goes from 13. This one is short. Hartman with the board. Here comes Troy. Casting Jasper down the far side and into the forecourt. It's 47-41. 3-point shot. Top of the key. Up, no good. Rebounding it back down is going to be Ravens. And then the ball stolen and put up and in by Logan Blevins. 47-43 at 6:20 to go MHMA is yet to score in the fourth quarter. Now a nice spinning move by Ebanks comes out on top. Dulac's shot doesn't drop, and a rebound pulled down by Henry Geiger and fouled from behind by Brody Copeman. Copeman's second foul of the game. It'll be the first foul, or excuse me, the second foul of the second half for Morehill Mount Academy. 6 minutes to play. Troy with a basketball, trailing only by four. Here's a baseline, here's a feed, here's a shot, and it was missed. Right in the middle of the lane, and Jack could not get it roll in. And then on the effort at the rebound, we'll have a Troy foul. Henry Geiger's first foul of the evening. So the Ravens with a couple of fouls, Troy with one. Fourth quarter, 5:55 to play in the game, 47-43. For the Ravens, patience and good shot selection probably at a premium right now. 5 minutes and 40 to go. Driving into the lane. That was a quick shot taken, missed. But the follow shot back up by Copeman. Brody has 10. And it is 49-43. The feed across to the right side. Falling away. No rebound. Hartman. And they're going to say foul on the floor by Jack. So Hartman will collect his fourth foul of the game. He had two in the opening quarter, one more in the second. Played a clean third quarter, but now takes up foul number four with 5:27 to go in the game. It's 49-43, Ravens up front. Into the fourth quarter, crossing at the timeline. Got Bo Wirtz in the game. Here's a long Raven three, and Bo docks it in. Wirtz with 11. 52-46. Back out on top. Here's a drive. Going left. Going up. Going in. The bucket and one for Siebert. Our official walks over here to let us know the foul is going to be on Troy, and it'll be the third by Gannon Bowe. And Luke Siebert. Luke scored in the opening quarter, not in the second. Added to it in the third, and now at 14 points. His free throw, no. Rebound, Hartman. Here comes Troy, and there's the offensive foul on the other end. That was a nice job by Siebert. And a little shaken up on the play is going to be Logan Blevins, as he is going to be saddled with his fourth foul of the game. He's going to come to his feet. Coach walks out there and make sure he's okay. Just going to give him a little bit of a look. And he's going to take him out of the game and kind of let him gather himself a little bit. Checking in for Troy, we're going to get Caden Rosenberger back. 5 minutes left in the game. 54-46. Been down. A little mishandling of the ball, and Ward is going to be called for the double dribble. And are we getting a timeout? Yeah. We're going to have a timeout taken on the court. Let's do it. We're down to 4 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the guys' game this evening. It is Morehill Mount Academy 54, Troy 46.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Here in Troy, Kansas. 4 minutes and 51 seconds left. On the floor for the Ravens, Brody Copeman is going to take the middle of this 2-3 zone. How about that? 2-3 zone. Also down to the baseline. It's going to be Derek Ebanks and Luke Siebert. Tom's side is going to be Owen Dulac as a baseline three for Troy is up and no good. And rounding it out for the Ravens will be Bo Wirtz. MHMA back up the floor with the basketball, looking for a double-digit lead on this trip. Here's a skip, the pass, a shot, and a foul. The bucket does not go in, but Brody Coton will come to the line by virtue of Gannon Bowe's fourth foul tonight. Gannon's fourth. It is the fourth quarter team foul for Troy. If you can make sense of that. And the free throw does not go in for Brody. He has 10 points. That was his first free throw of the game. Oh, and Dulac rotates out, and returning from our hill, Mount Academy, is going to be Leon Turner. Coatman's second free throw. Doesn't get either one. And Troy rebounds it down. Jack Hartman, the big guy, brings it up, goes over to the right side. And as the shot goes up, Brody picks up the personal foul. So for Coatman, it'll be his third. And back to the free throw line we're going to go. And a game that was moving along very, very briskly is slowing down considerably here in the fourth quarter. As we're seeing some fouls and some free throw opportunities. Not seeing a lot of free throws hit. And there's another one that's not hit. Gannon Bowe. Ravens, as a matter of fact, have gone 0 for 3 here in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. That one bangs around, but it'll go down. It is 54-47. But we still got a long way to go in this. 4:17 to play. Ravens down, and here's Leon Turner. Swings it over to Derek. He banks, kicks it back over to the right side. Leon rotates it out on top, does not hand it over, and will go all the way into the center circle. Now cuts back to the right, gets it in to Ebanks. Works on top, and the Ravens are very content to work on, use those ball handling skills they work on in practice every day and just run some time. Now they want to get it to Coatman. He wants the ball, and then the defender sees that too. We're going to get a collision up court. Defender sees it too and steals it away. Trojans outlet up the floor, results in a Raven foul. Foul is going to be on Leon. So first foul of the game for Leon Turner. And we are going to be shooting free throws every foul the rest of the game. 14 fouls on each club with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. It's 54-47, Ravens in front. The feed to Jack Hartman, big man, power move, caught foul coming to the line. I suspect another one on... Oh, I thought maybe it was going to be on Brody, but they're going to say it is a second foul of the game for Owen. Owen Dulac's foul. Free throw good. Jack Hartman has his sixth point of the game. Ravens continue to have a revolving door, kind of an offense defense, which is what I'm going to suspect this is all about. Hartman hits both of the free throws. Pushing the score now to 54-49, and we're at 3:25 left. Still plenty of time in this game for Troy to come back. Ravens are going to have to stay after it. The feed to Coatman, his shot blocked. He gets his own rebound and then misses the follow. Here comes Troy up court with the basketball. Flying up the floor with it. The feed underneath. Hartman took his eye off of it. Recover, goes back in. Lean twist, turns, misses another layup. And then, does he commit a foul on the board? He might have. 3 minutes left. So Brody Coatman comes out of the game. And we're trying to decide what's happening here, getting everything straight. That is the fifth foul, I suspect, if that was on Jack. And it was. So Hartman has just fouled out of the game for Troy. That's a big loss for the Trojans. And on the other end of the court, the free throw by Ebanks is good. All right, doing a little bookkeeping here. Jack Hartman is going to foul out of the game with 3:04 to go. End the night with 7. Brody Coatman took himself out of the game as he's gotten banged around inside there a little bit. And they're taking a look at him on the near side. Ravens are going to take out Leon Turner and rotate back into the game Raheem Johnson. And as both free throws are good, it is 56-49. Ravens up 7. We're down now 2:50 to go. So Troy with the basketball, running out of time. Down 7. That is 3 possessions. Oh, here's a long 3. Short. Rebound. Dulac. Owen. Nice job. Coming up with the ball. Gets it away to Wirtz in the forecourt. Ravens trying to keep the ball in the middle of the floor. The minute it heads toward one of the sides, Trojans immediately double up and try to pin that ball up against the boundary. 2:20 left. Now they double up on Dulac, and Coach Wessel says, wait a minute, I got to help my guy out. Taking the timeout. Timeout Ravens with 2:18 to play in the game. It remains Morehelm at Academy 56, Troy 49.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Minutes and 18 seconds to go. Morehelm Academy taking that timeout. Now coach is coming over and talking to, I see what's happening here. Brody Coatman had maybe gotten a little bit of a bloody nose, and now the Raven coaching staff is talking to the officials, and what they're saying is they got to get Brody a clean jersey. So one of his teammates, let's see who's the good guy. Pedro Perez is going to sacrifice his jersey. They will make the appropriate notations at the scorer's table. And Brody Coatman will end the game not wearing number 1, but in fact not wearing number 22. And this goes into effect at 2:18 to play in the game. So we got both coaches and the officials up here at the scorer's table. You know, it doesn't seem like it's quite that much of a deal. Now the officials having a problem, and now they're going to make him take off Pedro's jersey. Say, you know what? That number is already in the book. You cannot use that number. So the official says there's a solution. You got a JV guy still or sitting over there who's not in the varsity book? And he goes, yeah. So they go over there, and Robert Bagley is going to sacrifice his jersey. Robert, being the team guy, thank you, man. So now, Brody Coatman is number 30. All right? So I think we got that square. And maybe they're going to be putting the ball back in play. So Coatman's out there with a huge cotton ball trying to keep him from having blood get on the floor. And the ball is just bouncing and being thrown around, and it's getting really wild and not very basketball-like underneath. And the Ravens are going to get a layup finally after all of that. It's down 58-49. We're inside 2 minutes to go, and we're going to get a foul out on top. It's going to be on Bo Wirtz. No, it's going to be on Dulac. I thought Wirtz had stepped up there, but they're going to call it on Owen. I'll have him for 3, all of them in the fourth quarter. And Troy, the free throw line with Gannon Bowe. Gannon's got 7 tonight. 1 of 2 at the free throw line this evening. Got a pair of shots coming up here. And again, we're down to only 1:52 to play. This one? Perfect. One of the great sounds in the universe, you know? The sound of a baby giggling, you know, the sound of a brook running through stones, the sound of a basketball falling directly through the rim, snapping the net. Just like the second free throw does. 1:47 to go in the ball game. Ravens have got a 7-point lead. Now Troy with a steal. Link to the court. Pass and the layup missed. Rebound, MHMA. Works up the floor. Dumps it right side. Goes underneath. Ravens get 2 more on the fast break. It is now 60-51. And Troy will throw it away with a minute 25 to go, and they're going to take a timeout. Coach Grunfeld is like, you know what? We're going to get everybody kind of calmed down here a little bit. Joseph, we're going to take a break and let me calm down too. With a minute 25 left in the game, Ravens 60, Trojans 51.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Was moving along at a rocket pace earlier, and it slowed down a little bit, but we will still be one of the earlier completed venues around the care listening area in the MFC Sports Radio Network listening area, which is a bunch to say. But out of a minute 25 to go in the ballgame, it is 60-51. Ravens with the ball, with the lead. They'll come up the court. That was great self-control over there by Derek Ebanks. MHMA had gotten the ball into the forecourt on the outlet pass. He was wide open in the baseline left corner. Had three options, actually. Had the option of taking a wide open uncontested three. Had the option of driving the baseline to the rim for what would have been a probably pretty easy layup. Or option three, the one he exercised and the one the coach would have liked him to do. He held the ball and rotated it back out on top. And as he does, Ravens are going to be fouled and coming to the free throw line. It's going to be Bo Wirtz. Hits the first of two. That is the second foul of the game by the Trojans, Hunter Ingeman. Bo hits the first and not the second. But Copeman will rebound it down, and the Ravens are going to continue to control the basketball. Now leading at 61-52. The feed underneath, Copeman for two. 63-52, and a minute to play. Freddie Koopman's going to end up having a big game tonight, and most of it is going to come late in the game on fourth quarter kind of putback shot. Trojans with it. Baseline left. The fall away three. No. Rebound back on top. Baseline left. This time stepping into the lane. This shot deflected, and a Koopman foul. It'll be his fourth foul this evening. With 41 seconds remaining. That's really not the first foul on 30. Free throw is up and good. 32, Henry Geiger has 13 points. That is really the fourth foul, if you're keeping track on Brody. Second free throw does not go in. And Wirtz is going to rebound it down. Ravens. Being defended hard in the backcourt. They're going to say Wirtz defended closely, stepped on the baseline. It'll come back to Troy with 37 seconds left. 63-53. MHMA going to have a huge road win here tonight against their very talented Troy team. The baseline three is knocked down by Gannon Bowe. Gannon Bowe hits that shot. We will have a timeout taken that we will not take, Joseph. We're going to hang on to it right here. I got things and stuff to talk about, okay? Sometimes we just have to do this. Along with the game tonight, tomorrow, here on Care Radio. Yes, it is more basketball. Of course there is. We're in the middle of January, for goodness sake. It is basketball time, and the Benedictine Ravens are going to be on the road, and we're going to have them here on Care Radio. The Ravens continue Heart of America Athletic Conference play with a trip to Dubuque, Iowa, where they will be facing the Clark Pride. Join us here on Care. The ladies' game, the first of two, coming up at 12 noon. The guys' game coming up after that at an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off. All from the Keel Center up in Dubuque on the campus of Clark University. So, Raven Roundball tomorrow here on Care. That said, Morehome Out Academy will be looking to put the ball in play. They're going to put four guys, all five guys out of bounds, like at the track meet, and now hand the ball to one of them, run the other four in. Ravens trying to confuse someone, but it doesn't matter. Now, on the other end of the floor, we have a foul called. No, we're going to have a timeout, MHMA. Let me try to do that inbound justice. Okay? So Coach Wessel had all five Ravens standing out of bounds, out of play, down to the baseline, in the backcourt, on that inbound play. Then the official hands the ball to one of them. The other four take off. Again, it was like the starting blocks, like the race, like the beginning of a sprint coming out of a block. So they all run onto the floor. The defenders are also lined up across from them. And because they're like looking to cover someone, and the Ravens toss the ball in and subsequently get in the middle and now take a timeout, which advances the ball to the scorer's table. So they're still in the backcourt, but just by a step. It'll be Luke Siebert to inbound for the Ravens, and we're at 24 seconds to go. Siebert brings it in. Coatman, Dulac, goes left side, Wirtz to Dulac. And Ravens are just now trying to play a keep away, and there's going to be the foul calls. So Troy, not giving up on this thing with 16 seconds left. It is a 7-point deficit, and committing that foul, Gannon Bowe will pick up his fifth, and he'll foul out tonight with 16 seconds again to go. And wrap up the game with a dozen. Coming to the line, Luke Siebert. Luke is 2 out of 3 free throw shooting. Puts that one right in there. And for Siebert, it'll be his 15th point of the evening. 64-56. This one, also good. 65-56. Here's Troy. Goes left, goes three, doesn't go in. And Ravens are going to rebound it down. Dulac with it in the backcourt, lobs it up the floor. And the Ravens are going to run it back out on top, run out the time, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in Troy, Marhill Mount Academy, 65, Troy 56. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, the guys game tonight, it's kind of how it went. Troy jumped out the blocks, got a nice lead, up late in the opening quarter by 8 points. Marhill Mount Academy went on a run in the last couple of minutes of the opening quarter and ultimately carried that run into the second quarter, where MHMA went from down 8 to up 9, led by 7 at halftime, and were really never challenged in the second half of the game, winning at 65-56. Looking at the scoring leaders for you tonight, it was a 13-point game for Henry Geiger, a dozen for Gannon Bowe, and 11 for Logan Blevins, as Troy put three guys at a double-figure scoring. It drops off to Jack Hartman, 7, and then 3 apiece. Caden Rosenberger and Hunter Ingeman and Kasten Jasper. For Marhill Mount Academy, scoring honors are shared by Brody Coatman and Luke Siebert with 16 apiece, a dozen for Bo Wirtz, 8 in the ball game for Aiden Korbelik off the bench, half a dozen for Raheem Johnson. Derek Ebanks had 4, and the other 2 belonged to Jerron Duncombe. Couple of the best teams in a conference getting together here tonight, and when it was said and done, Marhill Mount Academy advances their record. They are now 6-1. Troy is now 6-2 in the conference. Marhill Mount Academy remains perfect at 4-0. Troy goes to 4-2. Opening game of the night, it was Troy coming out in front over the Lady Ravens, 51-36. Oh yeah, by the way, do not let me forget to remind you that you're Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Henry Geiger because it was Henry Geiger's 8 points in the very first couple minutes of the second half that got Troy back into this game and made it a contest. And Geiger ending the night with 13 points led his team in scoring. So Henry Geiger, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. All right, here's how it shakes out tomorrow. First of all, stick around. Joseph's going to hang out in the Kira Studios, and here pretty soon, it's going to be the high school basketball scoreboard show, and you're going to learn things and stuff that you had no idea that you didn't even know. Those guys are going to get you scores and updates on all kinds of things. So high school basketball scoreboard show, almost entertaining, coming up here after a bit on Care Radio. Tomorrow, as I mentioned just moments ago, the Benedictine Ravens, ladies game at noon, the guys game at 2 in Dubuque, Iowa. We'll have the Ravens on the air, Benedictine and Clark. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Got an early start, got an early finish, and it was a split tonight. Lady Ravens winning in the, or rather, excuse me, the Lady Trojans winning in the opener, and the Ravens winning in the guys' game. Till we reach you tomorrow for Joseph in the Care Sports Studio from Troy, Kansas. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.